In 2020, 13% of college students in Philadelphia experienced homelessness. Nearly half of Philly's undergraduates were housing insecure. Studies show housing and tuition costs are out of reach for many, but the struggles often go unseen. Vicky Diaz-Camacho with WHYY News shares one student's story.
So my favorite song right now is by Three Dog Night, Never Been This Way.
Well, I never been to Spain.
A lot of people think that I'm a 65 years old and 24 year old body.
That's Paulo Garcia. In his spare time, he loves trying new food and cooking. When he's not at the Reading Terminal Market in Center City, he likes to watch movies like Rambo.
They drew first blood, not me.
He combs his long hair with his fingers and twists it into a bun. About 1 month ago, Valley Youth House, a local nonprofit, helped connect him with an apartment. Before that, he'd been sleeping in baseball dugouts and under gym bleachers. Becoming an unhoused college student was, he says,
the best thing ever happened to me, even though all the hard things I went through, is having my freedom.
The issues began in childhood. 10 years ago, Garcia, his parents, and three siblings left the Philippines and moved to the U.S. 3 days later, he began school. He was raised by a religious family and felt disconnected from the new world around him. He had no friends and strict curfews. After high school, Garcia saw college as his ticket out. But his parents weren't happy. They wanted him to go to the army or find something that was less expensive than university. It was too late. He'd enrolled the week before he told his parents.
The family separation started when I wanted to do something for myself.
His parents gave him 2 days to find a new place to live.
So I left that house with nowhere to go. I had to sleep at the dugout or the library, the dining room. I'll sit there all night.
At one point, he stayed at St. Joseph's House, a transitional shelter for college students, but he needed something more permanent. The same year he lost a home, he became a father. While sleeping on the streets, he found Valley Youth House. They connected him with temporary housing at La Casa, a residential program for 18 to 24-year-olds. There he met Michelle Spana, certified peer specialist. He calls her his second mom. With Spana's guidance, he learned how his story could help others. To qualify, a peer specialist needs to have lived experience. He had it. So he studied, and Spana says, come time for the exam.
He aced it. When Paulo graduated, that was my proud mama bear moment. You know, yeah.
Today, Garcia has an apartment all his own.
Crazy. Like, you know, a couple years ago, I was on the street sleeping. And now I go to my own kitchen. I can cook whatever I want in my kitchen. Sleep anytime I want.
Priorities have shifted, he says, and having a place to call home further cemented that. Reflecting on his own parents, he says,
as a parent, I think, from my experience, yeah, give them freedom and also choices and just be there to guide them.
But his most favorite thing is,
I want to stay home, be on the phone, and see my kid. Read him a book through the phone to fall asleep.
Vicky Diaz-Camacho, WHYY News.